Sinner serves out wide. The foot, oh dear.
Yeah.
The forehand spun and it kept on spinning and it kept on going.
Alcaraz shows a lot of signs. Usually he doesn't show as much frustration as he does. That says a lot about about what this match means for this player.
Oh, his sort of outburst in the first set was very un-Alcaraz-like.
Yeah.
It's like a monologue.
Exactly.
Serve kicks up the backhand cross court and deep, and inside out goes Sinner. And Sinner now double-handed backhand.
Yeah.
And new Alcaraz had drawn the error, 15-all.
When the Alcaraz hit the ball, we felt like that was a heavy one. So it's not a surprise that we see Sinner a bit rushed by that last backhand. Great shot from the Spanish, 15-all.
Serve out wide, down the line, through the middle of the court with the backhand. Sinner steps into his backhand, cross court to the backhand. A little bit more of an angle from Alcaraz. Alcaraz with the backhand pushes it down the line. Oh, lofted ball up from Sinner. Alcaraz will watch it. He's going to bounce, smash it, and he nets! I think he saw Alcaraz coming into his line of sight. Oof. That would have been 15-30.
Yeah. Would have put the cat among the pigeons.
Like it. Like it. You're going to be using it with your friends and they're going to be looking at you going,
it's going to mettre, ça va mettre le chat parmi les pigeons.
They'll say, Anton, you've hung around with those English people a little bit too much. 2-3.
Oh mon Dieu, il pleut des chats et des chiens.
2-15. Well, thank gosh it's not doing that anymore.
No.
It wasn't the first week.
Yeah.
Short ball, cuts up, drop shot. Alcaraz
redrops. Yeah. Yeah. He can raise his little right finger because that was just amazing how he was able to put that drop shot cross court after a great play from Jannik Sinner, we must say, but great run from Alcaraz. Great slide towards the net, and then he was able to mask it until the end, and he played the counter drop shot cross court, perfectly played, 30-all. That gets the crowd going.
Now we get the cries of Carlos. They want the break. They want him to have the fourth set. They want it to go to a decider. Sinner aces, silences the Carlos fans. Looks up to his box. He has a game point for 3-all in the fourth set, leading by 2-1.
Come on, we want that atmosphere to get up in the intensity, you know, and we want to feel the energy in the air, the tension.
Game point for 3-all. Sinner serves, cuts it back, drop back, block back, inside in, lofted up from Alcaraz. Sinner will let it bounce. He should deal with this,
yeah,
and he does.
He does. Great job.
Point, game, 3-all, fourth set.
I loved how Sinner was very careful with that overhead after the bounce. You know, he waited. He did a good job on the footwork. He really prepared his body to hit the perfect shot down the line. Deuce, sorry, 3-all. And Darren Cahill gets excited.
Missed serve down the tee from the Spaniard. Little look up to his box from Sinner. He's just below them. Serve down the tee from Alcaraz. Backhand through the middle of the court. The off backhand from Alcaraz. Switched cross court. The forehand. Sinner comes in. Goes down the line. He's at the net. He plays the volley. The volley sits. So can Alcaraz pass him? Yes, he can! Sinner chose one way. The ball went the other. 15 love. 5 minutes shy of 3 hours. 3-all, 15 love for a place in Sunday's final. Kicks up off the edge, drop shot. Oh my word! The disguise, the touch, the feel is second to none.
Yeah. We barely heard the noise of the ball in the racket, you know, as he just caressed the ball. Great execution, 30 love. Carlos is in the fight. The crowd is in the fight as well.
Yeah, they're being told to shush. Serve clips the net as it goes down the tee, gets another first serve. Miss serve down the tee. Out wide, forehand snap back to the forehand down the line. Alcaraz comes in, cuts. Oh, he's trying to be too cute, trying to just drop it over. He saw the onrushing sitter and he misses.
He didn't know if he had a doubt if the ball was going to stay in on that passing shot, but I think he would have stayed. So it was the right choice to hit that volley. Probably not the right choice to play it here. Maybe something easier. But of course, when you have Alcaraz's hands, you wanna try difficult stuff. Great return from Sinner down the line.
Squash shot from Alcaraz, cross court from Sinner. Absolutely stunning.
And of course, it gets the people going. I mean, he was on the defense, on the stretch, on the right part of the court, and then he just let that arm go through the ball. And that was just a rocket down the line. As he points his ear, you know, to listen to the crowd chanting his name.
Fault down the tee. Game points for 4-3. Alcaraz serves down the tee. The backhand is deep. And Alcaraz steps back into an off forehand that stops short. And he hits the forehand more through the center of the court. Inside in goes Sinner. Sinner with the forehand. He's just crunching his balls. He overhits. It's the point of the game for Carlos Alcaraz, who roars towards his box. Because he has the edge. They are on serve. No breaks to speak of so far in this fourth set. But he edges ahead, nose in front, 4-3, fourth set. But Sinner by 2-1.
And we can sense the electricity at the end of that first set, that fourth set.
Red Pill says pulling the RV back up to Asheville and listening to the best radio on the internet. John says, fascinating match. In other news, I'm getting loads of laundry done today. Amazing. Do we have a Mexican wave going round? Yes, we do.
They're not very organized right now, but it's getting there.
You're giving it a go.
Yeah.
Barbara says, thank you for bringing commentary and tennis to our homes. Feel like I'm inside the stadium. If you feel like you're inside the stadium, you have to suddenly stand up like you're part of a Mexican wave.
Be careful. That's going to be our turn.
Is it going to come round again?
I don't think so. Both players are ready.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, no, it's coming.
Coming. And it stopped. Oh,
I don't.
Antoine went out anyway. There we go. He gave it a go. Stretch from Alcaraz. First point of game number 8 to the Italian. To be the first Italian man to reach the Roland Garros final since Adriano Panatta in 1973.
under the eyes of both French players, Arnaud Clément and Mansour Bahrami, two legends.
Three, four, 15, love. Wayward on the first serve. Goff and Siniakov 5-2 over Dollarhide and Kravchuk in the women's doubles semi-final. Paolini and Irani already booked their place. Backhand cross court to the inside end. Big slap forehand from Sinu. Slaps the forehand down the other wing. He lets rip with the forehand.
Yannick Sinner doesn't look as bad as in the third set, you know, physically. I think he recovered a little bit. Which is good for the show. In the packed Philippe Châtrier. There's not one seat empty.
Serve out wide, 30 love Sinner. Sinner places it short through the middle of the court. Sinner goes drop shot. Oh, that's lovely. Oof. That is a delight from Yannick Sinner.
The level of both players has raised up. And we know that that's the mark of the two champions, that you're able to play at your best when it matters the most. When we arrive towards the end of this fourth set,
game points for 4-4. Alcaraz comes in, takes it early with the forehand. He slaps it back and he misses. Yeah. And that is a love hold for Yannick Sinner, four games all. Now the meaty part, the business end of the fourth set. There is no room for error because errors will be punished.
Yeah. The pressure was on Yannick Sinner. Now he's off. He made his service game. Now it's on the shoulders of Carlos Alcaraz as he changes his racket. Yannick Sinner is also at his bench, wiping his face. The umpire talked to the organization. Maybe they asked for the physio again for Yannick Sinner.
A new racket has been placed beside the Sinner bench. 4-4. Alcaraz serving. Slap back forehand. Off the shoelaces. Up line from Alcaraz. Alcaraz, the one-handed floated slice backhand. Double-hander now from Alcaraz. The double-hander from Sinner. Inside in. Whips.
Well played.
Carlos Alcaraz. Too hot to handle for Sinner. Alcaraz ready. Over 3 hours now on court. 3 hours and 3 minutes. Still our second semi-final to come.
Ooh.
Double faults for Carlos Alcaraz.
The seventh for the Spanish. Well, he knows when he has a second serve, you know, that Yannick Sinner is going to attack it, to aggress it, so that puts extra pressure.
Serve into the body, the backhand off, backhand down the line goes Alcaraz. High ball, Alcaraz let it bounce. It will land in. He'll hit a heavy forehand into the corner. The forehand cross court from Sinner forward. Down the line winner from the Spaniard.
It's been, at this point, the forehand side has been a rocket launcher. Cross court, down the line, he can hit every target with that shot. He has one of the best forehand of the world, of course. He can turn around to his box and be very happy about it. 30-15.
Serves out wide, a very deep serve. He goes drop shot. Here comes Sinner, who reads. He goes cross court. The pickup from Alcaraz. The pickup from Sinner. The volley
And we are watching two gladiators going at it right now. It's just amazing. Sinner running everywhere. Alcaraz has been able to counterattack that forehand, and then he comes to the net and finishes behind the Italian. 40-15. Two game points to be up 5-4 for Carlos.
Spaniard is ready. Hits the top of the net, swivels round, takes another ball, gets another first serve. Crowd trying to contain themselves, finding it difficult. There's something, I think someone's in trouble here. Yeah. Yep, someone actually just below our commentary box is indeed in trouble, which is why the player's been halted.
Yeah, there is a
gentleman,
someone fainted.
Yeah, and so the stewards are coming to attend to the gentleman. It is a very hot day out there. You've seen the players with the ice towels, and it's hot in the stands as you're watching.
It's the first...
And they're just cushioning the gentleman's head while they await some medical attention to reach them in the stands. So the players will head back to their benches.
First days of heat, trying to get some air to the gentleman.
They've just laid him down on the floor.
Yeah.
With a jacket under his head.
Yeah. There is a...
And Alcaraz is saying, should we get them some water?
It's okay, they have water. Security is coming. We know that there is a health team, of course, here in the French. They're in the corridors of the Coffee Pietrier. They should arrive shortly.
Yes, Alcaraz just chatting with Averaz Drakimor, but as Antoine said, they do have water. They're waiting for the emergency team to make their way up. It's just below our commentary box, so it's the opposite end of the presidential tribune. And they're just stabilizing the gentleman. They're saying he's good. Okay, well, that's the call from the crowd, as they're saying he's good. So the players will head back into position. The gentleman is still lying on the ground, but they're saying he is conscious.
Yeah, he is.
And they're saying he's good. And I think they've...
They are going to be able to play with... there's a little, you know, group of person around the gentleman, so...
They've almost... People in the crowd were signaling to the players that they could play on.
Yeah, and they put his legs up. So, are they going to keep playing, or the chair umpire is asking both players if they want to continue to play or wait for the incident to end? But the
Alcaraz is giving his thumbs up to the here come the medical team.
Yeah, the medical team is here.
Arrived.
So
and they're being asked if they will play on through this, and I think they're going to play on through this, as the medical team arrive to assist the gentleman. And the serve down the tee, and the off backhand back, and the forehand up the line, and the backhand through the middle of the court, and the forehand is netted by Carlos Alcaraz, who is now at 40-30, 4-all, fourth set, trailing Jannik Sinner by 2-1.
We are in the money time, Gigi.
Game point. Serve out wide. The backhand cross court. Inside in goes Alcaraz. He nearly slid past the shot.
Oh, that's
he regains himself, and that is a mistake from Jannik Sinner. And that is a hold, and 5-4. So when they resume, as the medical team continue to attend to the gentleman below us, it will be Jannik Sinner who is serving to stay in the fourth set on serve at 4-5. Third medical personnel has come to assist, and a fourth. And a fifth. The gentleman is made comfortable on the floor, on the aisle of the seats. We do wish him well. The players have the umbrellas over their heads. Carlos Alcaraz has an ice towel round his neck. Jannik Sinner does not. Played for 3 hours and 10 minutes. The gentleman is being helped now from his seat down the stairwell, leaning.
Yeah, he's working
on the gentle on the medical personnel. He's being helped from his seat and down through the stairs. So we wish him a full and speedy recovery.
Yeah.
As the players retake their place on court, and Jannik Sinner is serving to stay in the fourth set.
Yeah. That's an important game for the Italian.
First serve into the net. Serve out wide, forehand crunches, clips top of the net. He resets himself, Sinner. The off forehand from
Alcaraz.
He didn't know whether to come forward or back. He was caught a little bit in no man's land. He went backwards, didn't make the right decision, and the ball shot past him by Sinner.
Not very happy about the quality of the court. Carlos Alcaraz complaining about the fact that it's very slippery. We heard as well Novak Djokovic talked a little bit about that. And we are towards the end of the set, so the court hasn't been done since, you know, like 9 games, maybe 40, 45 minutes. So maybe that explains why. 15 love.
Serve into the body. That will go long, and it will be 30 love for Jannik Sinner.
Yeah. Great, great intention, great choice by the Italian, you know, to surprise the Spanish. Good body serve, 30 love.
Miss serve down the tee, down the center line.
No more cramps on the arm, huh?
Nope, seems to have got through that. Serve down the tee, the stretch in the backhand just lent into that. Alcaraz, as he slices and floats the backhand over, the backhand pushed up the line, the lob is up from Alcaraz.
Oh,
it's good. Sinner flicks it back, he's into the back of the court, the cushion volley over, and Alcaraz wins the point.
What Alcaraz has been able to do on that point, just amazing. He slid on the right side, was able to make that lob with a little bit of spin in it that just kept the ball inside. And then Jannik Sinner ran to that lob, managed to get the ball back, and then Alcaraz was at the net to finish the point. 30-15. Amazing efforts from both players.
4-5, 30-15. Serve out wide. Alcaraz double-handed backhand into the body of Sinner. Had to duck out the way of that great depth from Sinner. They're going backhand to backhand cross court. Drop shot from Alcaraz. Here comes Sinner. He pushes it down the line. The flick up by Alcaraz. The ball will sit in the midcourt. Should finish it off Sinner. Oh, he's missed it. He's missed it. Would you believe it? Midcourt, high ball, misses it. How costly could that prove to be? Because it's now 4-5, 30-all. Wow.
I'm trying to gather my thoughts. You're right, that's a big miss, and that may be more like important than it seems, because it would have been 40-15, 2 game points, and now it's 30-all, and there's a bit of danger right here.
30-all.
And the second serve to hit.
Alcaraz doesn't come forward. No,
oh,
he does.
A little
yes,
bit.
He does.
No,
he
doesn't.
No, nope, he's decided back is where
the
heart
is. He's playing with us.
Serve down the tee. He runs round and spins the forehand through the middle of the court. The backhand cross court from Sinner, looking to bring up a set point. Alcaraz, backhand down the line. The squash shot has missed from Jannik Sinner. And it is set point to Carlos Alcaraz.
And some spectators start to stand up. They do want a fifth set. They do want some fight. That's a set point. 34. And Juan Carlos Ferreiro looks as calm as he always does. All right, what are we going to see? Maybe a kick serve wide.
Set point.
No.
Oh, he was looking to serve and volley. Yeah. But he misses the first serve out wide. Alcaraz, what are you going to do? Forward, back, back.
Back.
Back and back.
He's going to put the ball in play, make the Italian play.
Serve kicks up, the backhand spins in, inside in from Sinner. Set point to Alcaraz. The angle, the Sinner, the slap forehand. Cross court! For the winner! And Carlos Alcaraz is taking us the distance. 3 hours and 16 minutes of play. And it will be one set to decide who will take their place in Sunday's final. 6-4. Alcaraz takes it. And while the court is cleaned and the players take a break, we're going to hear from your second finalist tomorrow. A short while ago, we heard from Jasmine Paolini. Now the time of the two-time defending champion, Iga Świątek.
I don't think there's like one specific thing, but I think I was, you know, pretty intense and putting pressure on Coco. And even though I got broken in the first, at the beginning of the second set, I knew that I can come back quickly, and I got my level of intensity a little bit higher to do that. And I think most of things overall in my game worked today, so I'm proud of myself.
From outside, I mean, look, I know it's not, but we're going to say business as usual. You guys are taking a new Roland Garros final, but from your perspective, are you ever getting used to it? Does it still feel like it's normal, I just belong there, or is it still a bit, you know, spicy to get there?
I think, you know, after the tournament, usually it hits me, you know, usually what I achieved, but during, I feel like I just need to play, you know, another match, so... So yeah, but sometimes, yeah, it's hard not to see, you know, what's at stake and what the atmosphere is around these matches. So so still I'm not like used to it. It's not a routine. But on the other hand, when I'm really focused on work and on my tennis, I can kind of make it a routine, because that's easier way to do it, I think.
Good timing, because Paolini just won. So if you can have your thoughts about playing her in the final.
Well, we played a long time ago, so I need to prepare tactically and see what her game is at now, you know, because for sure she's playing, she has the best season, so she must have changed something, you know. But we'll see, because honestly, I haven't watched her matches, so there's not a lot for me to say, but I'll just focus on myself and prepare tactically and try to be consequent with my tactic.
Du Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Not quite. One set to decide who it'll be game, set and match to. We would like you now at radio_RG, French Open Radio, FFT.fr. One word. Sinner. Alcaraz. Who's going to win? Who's going to come through? The platform is yours. Antoine will not move from Jannik Sinner because he picked him at the start of the 2 weeks to win the tournament. I will stick with Alcaraz, having thought he'd do it in three. Maybe he'll do it in five. They are watering the court. They are heavily watering the court. The two players under their umbrellas. And very shortly, play will recommence. Alcaraz is taking so many bottles of liquid on that have all been brought down to him. The murmur in the crowd, the excitement, it's what we wanted. It's what we half expected. We weren't sure we were going to get it after the first set. But now here it is. It is one set between this wonderful rivalry, between these two great friends to book their place in Sunday's final.
Between these two gladiators that they're putting an amazing fight. I think that's the 250th amazing them saying the...
You said it a lot, but you know what? It's the right word to be using, I would
say. So, yeah, we're just having so much fun watching these two amazing players fighting, running, hitting.
Amazing again.
Yeah.
There it is again.
I didn't notice.
Right.
And
let's get to this. So, having broken the serve of Jannik Sinner, it means Carlos Alcaraz has the advantage if he can hold serve of serving first in this deciding set. It means as long as he holds serve, he will keep his nose in front. He will keep the pressure on.
Well, We have our first picks. Charles says Alcaraz. Elizabeth says Sinner. Catherine says Alcaraz.
Vishal Alcaraz.
Barbara
Lindsay,
Sinner.
Sinner. JV Sinner. Kate Sinner. Jack Sinner. Sinner. Backhand through the middle of the court. The forehand cross court into the corner. Into the net goes Sinner. And the first point of the fifth set goes to Alcaraz. Alcaraz reaches up and serves and misses out wide. Tosses the ball to the ball girl. He's got one in the pocket that he's going to use. Sinner creeps up to the baseline, leaning forward.
Yeah. Steps forward.
Inside the baseline with the backhand, through the middle of the court, and then skews the backhand. Sinner didn't move his feet, shanks the ball, and it's 30 love as Sinner mutters up towards his box.
We have to say that Carlos looks a bit better right now. Of course, he has this momentum, you know, from winning the fourth set, so that helps. But he looks like in a better shape.
Alcaraz backhand cross court. He's toying with Sinner right now. He's inside the baseline and he goes back behind for the point to move to 40 love.
Great to conserve.
The backhand cross court deep. It's flicked up off the shoelaces from Alcaraz. He swivels and goes inside in and misses.
Yeah. Few 20 centimeters too long. That inside in for N. 27th unforced error on the forehand side. We know that he tries a lot with this shot. He goes for a lot, so that's normal to have these kind of numbers. 40-15, great serve down the tee.
Drops the ball over, pick up from Sinner. Cross court from Alcaraz. Takes the first game of the fifth and deciding set of the semi-final match. He's on the board, one love.
Yeah. Looking to his box, very confident.
The murmur around the crowd. Those who ducked out, maybe to go to the toilet, understandably. It's been 3 hours and 23 minutes. Yeah. Maybe some needed some light refreshment. They are pouring back in
after this first game. Of course. Fortunately, we have our refreshment with us already. Yeah. We have some cannelé. I mean, I have some cannelé because Gigi Hasty.
Hate is a strong word, but I'll go with you on that one. I will. But you've got to look after your summer body, so you've only had one. Stefan has, like, hoovered his bag. Hoovered them, didn't you? Just gone.
No, Stefan is already, he's naturally in a good shape.
He's got his summer body ready.
Yeah.
So we can eat the cannelés. We're standing up in the commentary box.
It's got to that stage.
You know when a match is getting to that stage when you both stand up. Sinner serves down the tee. The backhand spins in, backhand cross court flat from the Italian, down the line from the Spaniard, deep into the court, and the spinning into the corner forehand from Alcaraz. He's now moving Sinner around. He's side to side, the Italian with the forehand down the line, the pick up, the one-hander on the backhand, inside out on the angle goes Sinner. Backhand, so much spin on that ball. Backhand brought down, double-hander from Sinner. Sinner with the backhand redirects down the line. Squash shot, center of the court from Alcaraz. Cross court goes Sinner. Pick up from Alcaraz, middle of the court, Sinner. Cross court, and he's missed. He has missed it on the short angle cross court.
Yeah, because Alcaraz makes Sinner work a lot. He makes him play the extra shot, and that's why Sinner is missing. He had, you know, the look for this last backhand, and it was almost like, you know, the overhead. I mean, not as easy, but the overhead that we saw at 5-4, 30-15 for Sinner that he missed, and that cost him the game because he went 30-all, and then he lost the set on that game. Well, that's the extra shot that Alcaraz is making you play, you know?
Poof.
Love 15.
Love 15, love one. Max has got in touch with the stat that Carlos Alcaraz is 9-1 in 5 set matches.
Yeah. He knows. He knows that altitude.
Carolyn, I'm on a long flight and I paid for Wi-Fi so I could listen to Radio Roland Garros during the matches. Lovely to have you with us, Carolyn. And she says, Alcaraz for the win. Volley from Sinner, volleys away comfortably. 15-all, the only defeat for Alcaraz in 5-set matches against Matteo Berrettini, the Australian Open in 2022. Thank you for that, Max.
Sinner looking, relaxed would be a bit too strong, but looks calm as usual.
GD says Sinner, Alcaraz from Alice, M Cube says tennis fans are the winners. The Impact team says Vamos Carlito, and Leslie says Sinner. So they're as split as the crowd on Philippe Chatrier. As Sinner serves down the tee, the backhand spins high and long from the Spaniard.
Yeah. These are the mistakes that Carlos doesn't like. Sometimes he has too much, power and passion, so that he can give 3 points like this. But it's okay, need to forget about it. Think about the next point. As Sinner is ready to serve the first serve.
Sinner serves, good deep serve, pushes the Spaniard back, goes inside out, back to the backhand of Alcaraz. He goes cross court to cross court, thundering these backhands. Who switches it? Drop shot Alcaraz. Here comes Sinner, scoops up the line. Can Alcaraz pass as him lobs? Sinner runs back. Can he get to the ball? No, he can't. Perfection from Carlos Alcaraz.
And the game changer was the shot that we see on the replay, that drop shot that it perfectly masked, until the last moment we thought that he was going to hit a big forehand, and no, he just put his hand under the ball and hit a great drop shot. Even if Sinner was able to make a good run and to get that ball, it was too hard for the next ball. 30-all, a bit of danger for Yannick Sinner right now.
Yannick Sinner, who took the first set 6-2, flew out the blocks to a 4-love lead. Seems a long, long time ago. Twists and turns, he's had medical attention during the changeovers for cramp in his hands and his thighs. Serves out wide, seems to have shaken that off. There was an outburst from Alcaraz in the first set, of one of frustration. But now there won't be, because Carlos Alcaraz has a break point in the second game of the fifth set.
Yeah. Good cross-court return on the forehand, but Sinner had a look for a down-the-line forehand and he got the tape of the net. 30-40. Break point.
Sinner twists the racket in the right hand, settles himself. The shadows are starting to creep across the court from left to right as he serves down the tee. Forehand is spun deep in the forehand. Cross court, a short ball to the service line. Drop shot Sinner. Lovely change up by Yannick Sinner. A delicate touch and it saves break point.
What a clever play from Sinner. He could feel that he was not able to get through Alcaraz with the force and with intensity in his shots, so he went for the drop shot. He went for finesse.
Terry says, my meeting's over and I'm all Radio Roland Garros until the very last ball. Well, it's 6:10 in the evening. No sign of this one ending. And we've still got Zverev and Ruud to come. So settle in from a long day of tennis. Serve out wide. The forehand spins back to the feet. It's absorbed and redirected from Sinner.
No, it's
a cross-court winner. It didn't look possible, but it was possible. Sinner gets the angled winner. Carlitos gets the angled winner, and he has break point for two love. How did he find the angle? How did he get the space?
he went, so he slid with his right leg, so his back was facing the court, you know, and he was able with his left hand to hit that cross-court passing shot. Just amazingly played.
Second break point opportunity. Sinner with the serve. Serves down the tee. Alcaraz with the forehand through the middle of the court. The forehand sort of slapped by Sinner, who stretches the backhand. Mid-court ball for Alcaraz to attack.
Whoa.
He goes back behind. He goes back behind as Sinner gestures to his box. It's a big, loud, clear vamos from the Spaniard,
yeah,
who gets the break and moves 2-love in the fifth.
Sinner trying to get some directions from his box, some instructions. They can just show him some support, telling him to keep going, keep fighting. But Carlos is just too good. It's been four games in a row since 4-all in the second set, and he's about to serve. Try to keep that break.
Alcaraz went for the body serve, but he misses off the first serve. So Sinner will approach the baseline. He's inside the baseline. Plays the backhand just inside the baseline.
Just out,
the return.
I think.
Oh, Alcaraz stopped the point. No call came from the line judge. Evraz Rakimor is down. The ball did indeed miss. Three and a half hours of play. Mm-hmm. Evening now, Friday evening in the French capital. Alcaraz misses out wide, looking to consolidate his break. Drops that one short, backhand cross court, the backhand line winner from Alcaraz. He's as smooth as silk.
Yeah. He has clearly made a move towards the final, the Spanish. Sinner tries to stay in the fight, moves around, stays focused.
Serve out wide, back to the feet. The half volley from Alcaraz, middle of the court. The backhand cross court from Sinner. Sinner with a double-hander backhand cross court to the double-hander from Alcaraz. Double-hander to double-hander cross court. They go up the line now. Sinner, forehand cross court from Alcaraz. Alcaraz mid-court ball goes drop shot. Sinner gets to it, pops it back over. Didn't read it, Alcaraz. Didn't get to it in time. Couldn't do anything with it. Good play from Sinner.
Yeah. And Sinner keeps fighting. Great attitude right now. He knows that he's behind, but he's trying to stay in that fight. Still working weirdly. Maybe some signs of tiredness, but now he moves around, gets ready for the next point.
Christine in York, hoping for Sinner, but it won't break my heart if Alcaraz wins.
Yeah.
Megan says, Forza, Sinner. Aphrodite says, Sinner, as Alcaraz steps around the backhand and nets on the inside out forehand. And Karen says, Sinner will be the winner.
Very high backhand return cross court. We know that when we get some height from the net, that means that we're going to play long and deep. That's a good goal to have on returns.
Trevor Nipswich in Suffolk, what an amazing match. Listening to you while doing the gardening. 30-all, big point. Misses the first serve down the tee. Remember, he's looking to consolidate his break of serve, Carlos Alcaraz.
Mm-hmm.
Second serve.
Ooh. Tip the net. Ooh. Landed barely inside the box.
Ooh.
Tension everywhere on the court right now.
Center of the box. The forehand through the middle of the court. The off forehand lofted mid-court from Alcaraz. Plays double-handed backhand. Drops it short. Double-handed backhand. Sinner, who gets back into position and bats the backhand on the angle. That's redirected up the line. Squash shot. Center of the court from Sinner. Forehand cross-court back behind Sinner from Carlos Alcaraz for game point.
right now Alcaraz is having Sinner exactly where he wants the Italian. That's, we are playing the Alcaraz tennis right now. You know, like playing those cross courts. Alcaraz decides when he redirects down the line, and then it lands on his forehand side, and he has all the options. He can go down the line, he can go back cross court, he can go the drop shot. 40-30.
Game point. Serve out wide. The backhand's in play. It's switched cross court from Alcaraz. The sliding Sinner goes cross court. The forehand, the drop shot from Alcaraz is a beauty. An absolute beauty. There's the consolidation of the break. Yeah. There is the 3-love lead in the deciding set for Carlos Alcaraz.
5 games in a row now for the Spanish. And that was interesting what he did. He played that forehand cross court and he went a little bit inside of the court, so he gained some time over Sinner, and he was able to make that drop shot.
Whew. Every point so precious.
Yeah.
Shadow is creeping from left to right, so very shortly the shadow will cover the players' benches, then it will cover the chair umpire, then it will start to creep onto the court. We can see the shadow of Spider Cam hovering above Philippe Chatrier.
Security guards on the court. Ben Stiller back in the presidential tribune, cheering for Alcaraz, I must say.
They really do bring out the very best in each other.
Oh.
Sinner first off his bench to the balls.
Alcaraz slightly running, going around the court to gain his position, get ready for a return. Some Spanish flags on the upper side of the court, Philippe Chatrier.
Alcaraz was just asking when the balls were going to be changed up to Alcaraz Drakimor. 3:37. Slight movement in the crowd. Sinner waits. Sets himself again. He's love 3 down. He's a break of serve down in the deciding set. Serve out wide. Forehand thunders into the net.
Beautiful light right now on court, Philippe Chatrier.
Serve out wide, the backhand cross court, just wide from the Spaniard.
That's good for Yannick Sinner. He needs a kind of an easy game if he wants, you know, to get back in this match.
Goff and Siniakova for being a breakup in the first set in the women's doubles semi-final, lost the first set 7-5 to Dolahide and Kravchuk, but they're now serving at 3-love. In the second, with Arani and Paolini awaiting the winners in Sunday's final. Ball boy scoots to the back of the court. Sinner serves the backhand down the line. The volley cross court cut off beautifully by Alcaraz.
Return and volley. Perfectly executed.
For Sinner. It's a match they don't want to end. It's a match where many people don't want there to be a loser, but there will be one at the end of this fifth set. Through the middle of the court, they play drop shot. A lot of air under it, that drop shot from Alcaraz, but he had it where he wanted him. He got him stranded at the net. He opened up the court. He went cross court. He got the winner, and it's 30-all.
That's the thing with Carlos Alcaraz. Even if he misses a little bit his drop shot, he has so much coverage. You know, he can run everywhere, and he's able to put away the ball on the passing shots perfectly, as he did on the last point with that cross court passing shot. 30-all. And a bit of danger on Yannick Sinner.
Yeah, massive point here now for Yannick Sinner. He'll be the new world number one on Monday. Lost just twice this season. On one occasion, it was the man he's facing today. 30-all. First serve down the tee, straight to the back and through the middle of the court, the forehand into the, oh, into the corner and deep from Sinner. Goes down the other wing. Wow!
Two big, I mean, enormous forehands from Jannik Sinner. And he finishes with that winner down the line. 40-30.
Sean is tuning in from Los Angeles. Lovely to have you with us, Sean. Enjoying the live broadcast. And TK says, can those two do anything other than epic? Well, it's crazy, isn't it? Because he didn't start off as epic. But it, wow, has it built and built and built. Dropped over from Alcaraz. Backhand put away from Sinner.
Wow.
He holds and he's on the board in the fifth set. But it is Alcaraz leads by break 3-1. Alcaraz, they know the routine, the ball boys and ball girls. He will scoop up the balls, hold as many as he can, examine them while cleaning the clay from the baseline. One is now gone, another is now gone, two are twiddled in the left hand, one is tucked in the pocket, and one will be used to serve. The shadows encroaching ever closer to the playing surface on Philippe Chatrier as Alcaraz serves down the tee and misses. Second serve down the tee, the backhand through the middle of the court pushes Alcaraz back into a forehand. It's up the line from Sinner. Sinner with a double-handed backhand goes cross-court to the inside out from Alcaraz. It stops a bit short. The Spaniard bats that backhand cross-court double-hander. And then he finds the angle on the backhand. He takes Sinner out of court, who tries to stretch it, and he does. And the squash shot from Alcaraz is into them, but sublime play from the Italian.
How did Sinner find a way to go down the line on that backhand? You know, he was way stretched down the side, on the backhand side. He almost went around the net. He did. And then he landed into the corner of the court. Love 15, the crowd chanting Yannick. They want more fight. They want more tennis.
Love 15. Alcaraz misses the angled serve out wide, bats the ball to the ball boy behind him. Sinner takes a little step towards the baseline, twiddling the racket. Now he's inside the baseline, takes it with the backhand short, gets it on the angle, sliced up. It's open the inside in, but he goes back inside out. The backhand from Sinner, cross court to the backhand down the line from Alcaraz. Split cross court from Sinner, netted by Alcaraz. Love 30.
And as we heard, he went big on that forehand, maybe too big. He forced a little bit and he got the tape of the net. Love 30.
My word, 3 hours and 43 minutes. Alcaraz serving at 3-1, sorry, but love 30. Break up in the fifth, but for how much longer? Alcaraz serves centre of the box. The forehand is hooked back and long. It's a real hook of a shot on the serve from Sinner. Ten seconds to get the serve away from the shot clock. He'll do so at six. Serves up wide on the angle. Yeah. The high ball should be taken out the air. Well, it is. Sinner read it, slaps it back, but nets. He wasn't too far off keeping it in play.
Tried to get that that passing shot over the net. Didn't manage to, but was close. 30-all. Two great points from Alcaraz. Very solid Spanish player. Two big serves. He needs another one right now.
Thirty-all, 3-1. Serve down the tee. Long from Sinner. He knew it as the ball left his racket. It would not be finding the court, and it's game point for 4-1, fifth set lead.
200 kilometers an hour, the last first serve. Three big serves in a row. from love 30 to 40-30. Game point to be up 4-1 in that fifth set. Very important moment.
Missed the serve, looking to go angled out wide to the backhand of Sinner. Resets himself. Ball boy retakes his position at the net. And Alcaraz is ready.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
His shadow elongating in front of him as he hits the double-handed, but he's overhit it.
Yeah.
He's overhit the backhand and it's juice.
He's over it, yeah. 3 meters long.
Oh, tensions are rising. Juice. 3-1, fifth set. Radio Roland Garros. It's a bag of nuts, Antoine.
Mm-hmm.
You get peckish.
Another Marcus trap.
Drop shot from Alcaraz, skims the top of the net, hands on his hips, sent up to his box. Alcaraz apologises. No, I think those nuts are fine. They haven't been here for years. They are fresh nuts. So feel free to indulge. Don't touch the pineapple, because that's on the turn, I think. Give it a little squeeze. It shouldn't be squeezing that easily, should it? Game point for Alcaraz now, after the drop shot that clipped the top of the net, for 4-1 in the fifth. Alcaraz serves down the tee. The forehand slams back onto the baseline. A mid-court ball from Alcaraz. Alcaraz double-handed backhand goes cross-court. Sinner runs round and goes inside out with the forehand.
Oh.
He's overhit it.
Yeah.
He has overhit it, Carlos Alcaraz, and it's juice.
Just out 10 centimetres. A bit too long.
Serve out wide, takes Sinner completely out of court. He goes down the line. Yes, he does. Sinner stretches the backhand short ball for Alcaraz to pull out of the sky, and he gets it. Only just. Wasn't the most conventional of shots, but he's found the line and he's got game point.
He was able to get that volley out of the air, you know, like it was a spin backhand volley. He found almost the line, down the line. I mean,
point for 4-1 once again. 3 hours 48 on the match clock. Nearly 6:30 in the evening. The serve out wide and the backhand's in play. And Alcaraz with the thorn hooks it cross court to the forehand cross court flatter from Sinner. Sinner with a double-handed backhand down the line. Sinner thought about coming in, but he stays back and he hits the backhand long. Sinner goes long and Alcaraz edges closer and closer the Roland Garros final.
And this whole box knows it. They stood up as one, you know, all together at the same time. They know how important that game is. For Carlos Alcaraz. 35 seconds, changeover.
The shadow is now over the players' chairs, so Alcaraz goes without the umbrella. Has the ice towel on. Sinner still has the umbrella above him. No ice towel. The murmur of the crowd. What they're witnessing, what they're seeing. No one's going to leave, and they've still got another semi-final to come.